Musicals before, but they were on stage probably. No one in Brisbane has seen it, so yeah, I've never thought of a career as a recording artist, and probably won't.
We were ordered to have fun, you know, so we were strictly observing our obligations, and
we had a very, very good group. Fortunately, most of us liked each other.
I was actually told by Phyllida that you and she had made sure that we weren't going to have any impossible divas on this.
Yeah.
I don't really know how you ended up with Stellan and myself. Somebody wasn't paying attention.
No, we did have a discussion before we started that we wanted to have a group of people who we didn't want to have any outsized egos or anybody who would be easily humiliated.
To break it down crudely, the components that make this work, you've got some clever, you know, technicians. It had to have been well written. You've got these songs which are brilliantly constructed. And then we've got to inform it all with a lot of spirit. And, you know, it just has to be there. There's no cheating it, I think.
But there's no way to ensure that. You really can't. You set up all the elements and you get all the people together, but you never know. Some movies have the most wonderful cast and you just never know if everybody's going to click and the whole thing will work. It's just magic when it does, and there's nothing more dreadful when it doesn't. And it just happens.
And I think the lighter it is, and the more comical and the more apparently frivolous it is, the smaller the margin of error. Yeah. You know, I think comedy is the most frequently underappreciated, right. You know, genre, really. Mm-hmm. Was that, can't remember who said on his deathbed, you know, dying's easy, comedy's hard. Yeah. You know, I think when you're doing weighty stuff, in my experience, there's all sorts of flexibility in the way you can approach it. I think when, you know, you're trying to judge something like this, you if you miss by a millimeter, you've missed completely. Yeah. This is one of the rare occasions where what looks like fun on the screen was actually fun to do. I think very often it's been a very hard discipline to achieve it, and it's an illusion. It wasn't on this case. We actually, I think we decided to have the party, and it shows.
So who had the most outtakes?
Well,
you have to wait for the DVD.
Yeah,
we're all terrified when that comes out.
It was probably mostly to do with my singing.
I was studying in Paris when I met her. Hopped on a train, followed her to Greece. Quite spontaneously. I can still recall our last summer. I still see it all.
The film looks like outtakes, that's the thing. It's an hour and a half of what you usually get at the end crawl. You know, people making mistakes and fooling around.
It's thinking, that's funny.
It's all made it into the movie, yeah.
That's true.
Kelly from the ABC. At the after party, apparently, Benny's band provided the music. I'm just wondering if the girls from ABBA sang and Meryl, did you get to sing with them?
Oh, no, they didn't sing. When they say Benny's band, he's got a lot of different configurations of musicians in Sweden, and one of them is his Swedish traditional music band. So it's a tuba, two fiddlers.
He plays the accordion.
It's Swedish traditional music. Right. It's not what you think.
Benny is an accordion player, first and last.
And he has
that's what he did before ABBA. That's what he still does now.
Yeah. Wow. It's folk music, but sort of a really bouncy kind of thing.
It's really exhilarating. I mean, you know, you can actually, one's hair can curl at the thought of traditional folk music sometimes if it's not. But this is really gutsy, beautiful. Yeah.
And I hear that you, as a cast, were instrumental in getting the four of them back together for one of those rare instances where they are in the same place at the same time.
Yes, I think a lot of these stories are apocryphal because I sat and talked with Agneta, who is meant to be the most, she's reclusive and everything. She's just the sweetest, most generous person. She just loved the film. And she just said to me very simply, she said, I just don't like public life. And I could so understand that. Maybe that's...
And in fact, none of them are particularly, you know, none of them embrace the spotlight. Right. Frida's lived in a quiet place in Switzerland for the last 25 years.
Yes.
And she's not been given the label of recluse. I think it's one of those little buzzwords that people fall in love. It's the, you know, it's a romanticization.
You can see why this good-hearted, good-natured music came from these four people. Mm.
There's a lot of passion in it, and I think that this is something that, you know, along the way, through all the, you know, the changes in fashion and appreciation of something like this, that one wouldn't have said. You might say it's exuberant, you might say it's cheerful or whatever. It's actually quite passionate stuff, some of it, I think, and I think it's far more substantial than it was given credit for all those years ago.
It's very precise, too. If you don't do it exactly right, you know, it can...
It fails.
Yeah, you can't.
Interestingly, because I spoke to Frida, you know, the other girl in the band, and she said that Benny... And I didn't realize this even now, that Benny and Bjorn don't write the music. They didn't write it. Mm-hmm. And so what it means is when they were putting it together, it was a very collaborative, visceral process, because it was being created on a keyboard and out of the air.
Yes. They don't write it down.
So it was like live performance in the studio, really, which I think accounts for a lot of the vigor that you sense.
We all, you know, came to it with terror, and we all were terrified that we would be the one designated, you know, the worst.
There was a moment that really did bother me, actually, was when I first heard you singing. Because I thought, don't tell me she can do this as well. You know, we're all here just like, you know, I managed to find a key with a range of just to here and here that I might get away with. You know, if somebody tweaked a few knobs and I could accompany myself and, you know, I'd only had a couple of bars before, you know, the harmonies kicked in. And then I heard this and I you know, if I was tempted to pull out at any point, it was around then, I would say.
No, everybody can sing. That's my theory.
Well, Benny did say, and I had assumed.
Everybody does sing.
Benny said that it was important to him that everyone could sing in this film. And there are people, he said, who think they can't, but I can assure you they can. And as far as he was concerned, these voices were capable of delivering his songs. And he really cares about them. But, you know, that surprised me a little bit when he said it, because I'd assumed that they wanted a few ropey amateurs in there just to make people feel included. You know, you're obviously going to need your great singers and dancers, but you need some sort of... just at least three dodgy middle-aged guys who can neither dance or sing, just to make everyone feel they're at the party.